There was a chicken on the counter again. Damn. Georgie Hathaway grabbed the water pistol she'd positioned within easy reach, carefully sighted the chicken clucking around far too close to the Japanese milk bread she had hopefully rising, and fired. The stream of water caught the chicken's tail feathers, making the bird squawk angrily and flutter off onto the kitchen floor. Pleased, Georgie ceremonially raised the water pistol and blew non-existent smoke from the barrel. Mission accomplished.
Georgie!
Georgie turned to find Teddy, the fluffiest and most warm-hearted of her three sisters, coming into the kitchen and hurrying over to the disgruntled chicken.
What?
She demanded.
The chickens aren't allowed inside. You've upset Henrietta.
Teddy gathered the chicken into her arms and gave Georgie a chiding look.
She doesn't know she's not allowed inside.
Georgie, who was a diva about her yeast and had no patience for wildlife near her baking, scowled.
That's not my problem. That's Henrietta's. She shouldn't have gotten near my dough.
Teddy frowned. Her violet eyes, the same violet all the Hathaway half-sisters shared, were slightly accusing.
You could just pick her up or gently usher her out. You don't need to fire guns at her.
It's not a gun. It's a water pistol. And I'm not touching that bird.
She knew she was being overly grumpy, but then grumpy was kind of her thing. As was being prickly, most especially when she was baking. And most especially when she was baking for Sister Sunday. She and her three half-sisters, Teddy, Elliot, and Joey, all lived in the rundown farmhouse owned by their grandfather. They'd promised to renovate the place so Grandpa Jack wouldn't sell either the house or the land, and had all done quite a bit of work to make it livable. Now, as spring edged into summer, it was looking pretty good. Sister Sunday happened every Sunday, where each of the sisters would host a day for the others, where they could all be together in a way they hadn't when they were growing up. It was Georgie's turn tomorrow, and she was quietly planning a sumptuous high tea consisting of each of the others' favorite pastries, plus some sandwiches. Joey wanted a raspberry Danish, Elliot perfect scones, excellent clotted cream, and homemade jam. While Teddy, irritatingly, had said that she didn't mind, only that it was chocolate-based in some fashion. It was just the kind of challenge that Georgie liked with her baking, but it wasn't going to happen with random chickens clucking around and getting into her test loaves. Teddy smiled down at Henrietta.
She's lovely when you get used to her. Anyway, I was just coming to tell you that there's a man at the door.
Georgie frowned.
Man? What man?
She wasn't expecting any visitors at the farmhouse today. In fact, even in the little house in Jasper Creek that she normally lived in with her half-brother Felix, or had, up until she and the others had moved in to do up Grandpa Jack's farmhouse, she'd actively discouraged visitors, male or otherwise. It wasn't so much that she was an introvert, she just didn't like people all that much. People excluding her sisters, of course. Having been brought up by her half-brother, she'd had nothing but testosterone shoved in her face since she was 10 years old, and though she loved her half-brother very much, she also loved the feminine energy her half-sisters brought with them. Cheerful, fluffy Teddy. Intense, creative Elliot. Straight-up honest Joey. The three of them had lived in different parts of the country, and normally Georgie only got to see them a couple of times a year. But since Grandpa Jack had given the farm to the four of them to run, Teddy had suggested they all come to live there for a bit. Georgie had thought it was a great idea, especially since Felix had recently been tossing up whether or not to sell the ranch and move elsewhere. She hadn't wanted to leave Jasper Creek, so here she was, living with her sisters the way she'd always dreamed, except with more chickens. Anyway, bottom line was she was spending quality time with her sisters, and she absolutely did not want to be disturbed, especially not by some random dude.